This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, Burke bought this BMW, and he had it for just over 4 years. Just over. And he would try to drive it, and he'd turn the steering wheel, and the car would respond, but not exactly when he turned the steering wheel, a little bit later. And that little bit would vary from maybe a tenth of a second to a quarter of a second. So he never knew exactly when it was going to turn and how much it was going to turn. It was unsafe. So he brought it to the dealer, and he said, here's what's happening. And they said, yeah, we know about this. Now, this is a steering wheel or a steering system that's electronic. It's computer controlled. So think about it like a video game with a steering wheel. It's connected to a potentiometer, and you turn the wheel to the left or right, and it changes the resistance. And that resistance is sent to a computer. And then, you know, you're watching the car on the screen in a video game, you know, go down the screen, but you turn the wheel left or right. But there's a delay, and the delay keeps changing. So you can't drive down the lane and race that car on that video game, right? Well, that's kind of what's happening with Bert. So he brought it to the dealer. The dealer said, oh, well, we're going to charge you $200 to tell you it's out of warranty. And that's what they told him. And it's $6,000 to fix it, because we know, because we fixed these before. So they know there's a problem. They're going to charge him $200 to tell him that he has a problem, and they're going to tell him that it's out of warranty, and they're going to charge him $200 for all that. And then if he wants it fixed, it's $6,000. And it has 1,800 miles on it, and it's in perfect condition. No dings, no dents, no accidents, you know, no rust. Perfect. So it's obviously a defect in manufacturing. So now he was a listener, you know, or a student, if you will, at the time. He was not an instructor at that time. So I asked him for the VIN, vehicle identification number, and I called BMW North America with his permission. And I talked to, I went up the ladder, and I explained the situation. And I said, I'm doing an investigative report. I'm going to be talking about this on the radio. I'm an investigative journalist. And here's what I've learned from your customer. It seems to me that maybe this is a national recall situation. That's what it seems like to me. It sounds like I don't want to be on the road around any of these BMWs that can't steer. I'm kind of concerned about it. What do you think? And they said, do you have the vehicle identification number? And I said, yeah, I do. I gave him that, and I gave him Bert's name. And Bert called me a real short time later and said, hey, thanks a lot. They're going to fix my car for free. So, Kathy, if you would like, the reason I'm telling you that story is, Kathy, if you would like, I will call the Chamber Door Company, and I'll tell them that story. And I'll ask them what they're going to do. Because there's something called an implied warranty. Now, an implied warranty is a warranty of merchantability, which really means that when you buy something, they say that it's fit for the purpose that it's intended. So if you buy a door and you want to use this door as a door, you know, and not as a bed, or as a diving board, you know, in your pool, if you actually want to use the door as a door, it's supposed to be fit for use as a door. Now, if your door is not fit for use as a door, it violates the warranty, which is a legal definition of implied warranty, which they can be liable for. And I will be more than delighted to call them and explain that to them. If you
sure.
Sure. You weren't expecting that? Or were you?
No, well, I mean, my husband did fix the door then because he said, well, you can't use a door like that. So he figured out a way to fix it. but the way that the man told him was not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's what I kept trying to explain to him. And he was like, well, I've been telling people for 20 years and you must be doing it wrong. And, you know, so they do have a problem with the door.
Here's where a camera comes in. So a lot of people have cell phones. Or if you don't have one, you find someone who does. You take a cell phone picture of whatever it is that you're trying to explain before you call customer service or the tech support people. And you say, I'll tell you what, while I've got you on the phone, how about I send you these pictures and we'll talk about it while we're on the phone together. Now, what are they going to say? No? So I did exactly that with Brian at Pass and Seymour. I said, well, Brian, you know, while I've got you on the phone, how about I send you pictures? I've got them right here. I'll send you the pictures, and that way you and I can talk about the same thing. We'll look at it together, you in upstate New York and me here in Missouri, and we'll look at it on our screen, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And that was the thing that really helped solve this problem, because he could see that, you know, I actually knew what I was talking about. And the problem was bona fide and real. And he did the right thing. And as a matter of fact, I asked for his boss's contact information because I wanted to tell his boss that Brian needed one of those attaboys, whatever that is. Whatever his company does to pat you on the back and, you know, or maybe at the weekly, you know, the Friday wrap-up meeting, the debriefing, here's how the week went, here's the things that we did right, here are the things that we did wrong, here are some case examples that y'all ought to know about, that Brian ought to get one of those attaboys during one of those meetings. Because he was that good. He did not let the ball drop. He was determined to make sure I got 100 replacement porcelain lamp holders. Even though the warranty department wouldn't honor the implied warranty. Even though they wouldn't, he was going to leave no stone unturned to make sure that his company did the right thing. Now, I didn't get anything that I wasn't deserving of. I really didn't. And I wasn't trying to cheat them. And I wasn't trying to get free product. Because believe me, the last thing I want to do is get up on that scaffold and change 96 of these fixtures. It's going to take half a week. Well, me, it's going to take longer because everything takes me longer. Because I'm a perfectionist. But everything's going to take me longer. So it might take me a whole week just to do this. And he wanted to make sure that at least I got the replacement porcelain lamp holders. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, then it's because you knew what you were talking about. He couldn't refute what you were saying. And I'm sure that once he saw the picture, which is really a brilliant idea, I'm going to have to remember that next time I call if I have an issue. But I think you were persistent and you were knowledgeable and you took a picture and he knew that you were right. And fortunately, he did the right thing.
Yeah, and when we're all done, I told him I was going to talk about it on the radio. Yeah, I asked him for his permission. I said, Brian, is it okay with you if I talk about it on the radio? And he said, sure. And I said, well, good. I appreciate that because I'm going to do it anyway. But, you know, I let him know that I didn't say, look, you know, if you don't help me, I'm going to talk about this on the radio. I didn't do that. I told him after we were done that I wanted to. And I wanted to talk about the good and the bad of the story. Now, he didn't make these. He's not the guy that made these. So Chinamen made these in China. But his company put their label on it. His company said, you know, by putting Pass and Seymour on it, we stand behind it. That's what they say. I mean, whether they said it in words or not, that's what that label means. It means that we stand behind it. And just like General Electric used to make great products, and they forgot all about Six Sigma and making a quality product, nobody buys General Electric anything anymore because they lost their way. Now, if Pass and Seymour didn't fix this and they continued making defective products, everybody would lose a job. All of those people that work there would lose their jobs because the customers would dry up. They would say, Pass and Seymour, are you kidding? And I told Brian that there's an old saying that, a company's motto when it could be, not their company, but a company's motto could be, we're no worse than anybody else. And that's where we seem to be headed. Companies seem to be saying, well, we're no worse than the other guys. And based on what you told me, Menards is saying that to you, with the way they handle the storm door. They're kind of like Lowe's. Lowe's, I hate going to Lowe's. Lowe's is a store of last resort to me. They're miserable. They used to want me to identify with a picture ID before I use my credit card. They would say, "We got to, you know, just want to make sure it's you." "Oh, you don't think it's me?" "No, we think it's you." "Oh, so you don't need my picture?" "No, we do need your picture." "Wait a minute. You just said you thought it was me." "Yeah, we think it's you, but we want to prove it's you." "Okay, Mr. Finelli, look. Let me tell you how it goes. No picture. We're not going to sell you this stuff. We're not going to let you buy these plumbing parts." Like, okay, put them back. Reverse the transaction, put them back. Because I'm not going to prove that I didn't steal this credit card. It's mine. I come here every week. So, yes, you can stand up for yourself. You absolutely can. And guess what? Lowe's no longer asks anybody for proof of their credit card, you know, being theirs. They don't ask for it anymore. Why? I guess maybe some people heard me say, "I'm not doing it. I refuse to be treated as a criminal because I'm not a criminal." It's like that old story. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, it's okay. It's okay to prove that you're not doing anything wrong. You know, like Walmart, when they demanded I show them a receipt when I was loading my car with the fertilizer that the sales clerk just pushed to the door. She pushed it to the door on the cart. I'm loading it at the door in my cart, and somebody runs up to me and demands to see my receipt. I said, "What, are you kidding me? She just sold it to me. 20 feet away is the cashier. She just sold it to me. You got it all on video. And you want me to prove that this is my fertilizer? I'm not proving it." And she said, "Well, somebody just ran out the door with a TV." And I said, "Was that me? Did I just run out with a TV?" "No." "So what's the problem? I didn't steal the TV. Don't treat me as a criminal." That's how, Kathy, it's really frustrating. I refuse to be treated as a criminal. Because I'm not. Back to you.
Oh, Vince, I know we're getting ready to go to a break, but when we get back, can we talk about some of the lessons that I have kind of compared between what we're living through now and the Great Depression? I kind of really, there's a lot of parallels. And
we'll,
if you don't
right
mind,
now.
Can we go
there?
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Let's do it. Let's start right now.
Okay. Well, Vince, one of the things that I want to say is that there's a lot of similarities of what I found. Now, one of my examples was when I was a young married woman, I think I only had one child at the time, one of my uncles died, and we had to clean out the house. And in the basement was stuffed, and it was paper towels, toilet paper, canned goods, bar soap, shoes, socks, laundry soap, rice, regular canning jars filled with food. I mean, it was all the coffee. It was all the things that we literally just went through that we had a hard time getting. And, I mean, and it was other things, too. He had a lot of paper and pencils. I don't know why he had so much. Maybe it was hard to get paper back through the Depression. But it was just amazing to me to see it was, that's all the things he hoarded.
Yeah, and he should have, and we should be storing them right now, because items are getting more expensive and getting harder to get. He was right on the money. We'll be right back with Kathy, domestic engineer.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I have a quick public service announcement. Just received an email from L. Galloway. And the email says, quote, Mike, can we go ahead and send Valerie the proof that I have the right to do this? She said she would send the correction for the mortgage satisfaction, but it will be a little while. Cheers. Read Genesis 1:27. Read Psalm 91. Please pray for the good health, well-being, and safety of our 45th president and his family. That's the entire message. End quote. Okay? That's a scam. So if you see that, don't respond. Do not respond, because then they'll know that the message was actually received. That is a scam. Okay. All right. So, you know, you might be tempted to say, what are you talking about? You know, respond. What are you talking about? Who are you? The answer is don't do anything. Ignore it. Okay, Kathy, you mentioned, I believe you mentioned flour. Rice being stored in the basement. Now, when you store flour, cornmeal, rice, etc., when you buy it, do you put it in Ziploc bags, put those smaller Ziploc bags into the freezer for about a week to make sure that the eggs of the bugs that are ground up in the flour don't hatch, you know, you kill them by freezing them? Do you do that? We do.
I do this. I try to freeze any grain or rice or barley, and I just bought another 25-pound bag of flour, which I don't have much room in my freezer, but I am going to make some room here shortly and freeze those. And then I put them in those, like the empty frosting buckets with the lids, or whatever, however I can store them to keep the air out, and keep them as fresh as I can. And I put a couple bay leaves. I put them in a little, like a Ziploc bag, and I use a little hole puncher first so that the air gets into that bag. But the bay leaves help to keep the bugs out, and because once I put the bay leaves in, and they all got broken up, so I had to fish them all out. So I thought, well, that wasn't too bright on my end.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, putting the bay leaves in there. I really like it. By the way, class, Kathy, a couple weeks ago, I wanted to buy some potable water barrels, 55-gallon drums, if you will, with two bung screw-on caps or plugs, if you will. And they were $16 a piece, so we bought nine of them because that's all that would fit on the truck at the time. And the guy had these white buckets. They were 75 cents a piece, brand new. They're like probably a gallon and a half in size. And 25 cents for the lid, so we bought 10 of those. They are really, really handy. We use them for picking up the eggs from the chickens, and we use them for bringing grain to the animals and that kind of thing, dog food, bringing in the house, that kind of thing. So, yes, you can do that, and you might want to consider doing that for yourself. Also, if you get those steel drums with the removable lids, and they have a band around them at the top, and you can remove the whole lid, we keep dog food and cat food in there, and mice can't get in there. They can't chew through the steel. And so if you keep it cool, it all works really, really well. And you can store dog food for longer terms in the original package, in the dog food package, in these drums, because the air doesn't exchange in, out very much. So if you keep the air exchange down, the oxidation is reduced, and the dog food will last longer. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, Vince, I did get an alert. I didn't get a chance to open it because when I went to open it, there was a mess up with the, it just said the server was down, but it did mention that there were plastics in some dog food. So I'll try to find that email again, and hopefully I could get the information. But I did want to mention that.
Okay.
One of the things I wanted to mention, Vince, was I know coffee is going up, and right now, if you can find it on sale, I would get it. I did go shopping earlier this week, and I kind of walked around, and because I knew I was doing the class with you, I went into one of the stores, and just a standard grocery store, and the big can of Folgers, which was like I think a 51 ounce, the price was $14. And right now at Costco, I think it's $9, and they have $2 off. Starting, I think it was yesterday. So if you need coffee, I'm guessing it's not going to go down for a while because I know there was a drought. So that would be, that's half the cost right now.
Yeah. I remember probably a year ago, our son stopped, or maybe it was a little just before the panic, our son stopped at Menards, and he said, hey, Hills Bros, meaning Hills Brothers, he'd never heard of it before. 51 ounces or 48 ounces was $5.99. And I said, get some. So he got some. Like four cases, five cases, something like that. So, yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide-open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
A $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was moving through the Senate on Wednesday as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to delay the chamber's August break until it passes. Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee tells Fox News this bill is an inflation bomb and will hurt lower-income people the most.
This bill is a massive inflation bomb being dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy. It can't take any more government. We've been pumping the government so full of money and that into the economy that it's causing the dollar to lose its value. This bill is sort of a reverse Robin Hood. It's stealing from the poor to give to the rich. There are a small handful of very well-connected wealthy interests who will get richer off of this bill. But everybody else will get poorer as we inflate the dollar. That's not fair to hardworking Americans. It's bad for Utahns. It's bad for all Americans everywhere.
Included in the bill is a $10 billion project to study if Americans will accept a per-mile tax on driving their car. The intrusion into our privacy via GPS shadowing could be devastating.
Without a massive intrusion into privacy and liberty interests that the American people hold dear. When you add this to all of the other problems with the bill, including the fact that it will make it more difficult for first-time home buyers to get into a home at a time when Utahns and all Americans are struggling with the high price of housing and health care and gasoline and groceries, this is not fair. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now here at the bottom of the hour news, there is a proposed bill. Actually, the Biden administration, the plagiarist, Joe Biden, he actually, look him up. Look up Joe Biden, or just look up Biden, comma, plagiarism. You'll find out that he plagiarized his way to the Senate. He plagiarized in law school at Syracuse University. So the White House, according to the New York Post, quote, White House might tax motorists by the mile to fund the $3 to $4 trillion infrastructure plan, end quote. Goes on to say the Biden administration is considering imposing a vehicle mileage tax on Americans as a way to fund the multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure plan set to be announced by President Biden. Transportation Pete Buttigieg, or Pete What's-His-Butt, said on Friday. I think that shows a lot of promise. If we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the idea that part of how we pay for the road is based on how much you drive, what's his butt said? You know, I'm talking about Homo Pete. He said during a CNBC interview, the gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it. It's not anymore. So a so-called vehicle miles travel tax or mileage tax or whatever you want to call it, these are his words, could be the way to do it. What these guys are out of control. We already pay for the roads in a gasoline tax. Every state in the union has a gasoline tax. When you buy gas, you're paying for road maintenance, road infrastructure, etc. Some amount of it goes to the feds, some amount of it goes to the state. So the two taxes, state and fed gas tax. You can look it up. There's a chart that will tell you how much your state is gouging you for gasoline tax. They already taxed us, now they want to do it again. That's double taxation. Double taxation. Because you already paid for the month. You already paid a tax on the wages you earned when you earned the wages to pay for the gas that's taxed again. So this is at least maybe triple taxation. At least. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, that's terrible, Vince, I'm telling you. It's bad enough that it's gone up as much as it has, and that's what's fueling a lot of the price increases because gas is going up, shipping and the diesel and everything is going up.
You know, gasoline was just below a dollar a gallon a couple years ago. Below a dollar a gallon. I'm talking about the high 90s cents per gallon here in Missouri. And now our son paid $3.39 a gallon for gasoline. That's 3.4 times what it cost at a low a few years ago. So if you voted for the plagiarist, I hope you appreciate what he's doing to destroy the country. Back to you, Kathy.
Vince, we were talking about coffee, and I had a couple of comments. Actually, one of the containers of coffee that I got, the lid did not even snap down. It barely stayed on. So I called the company, and I told them, and I gave them the lot number and the expiration date, just to make them aware, because obviously if you don't, that lid isn't snapped down there tight, the coffee's going to get stale. And so she thanked me, and she is going to send me some coupons, but I did it more out of letting them know that there was a problem. And one of the things that my neighbor told me when they went through the Depression, she said that when she would make coffee for her husband, she said she would make like a pot. Let's say she'd make two cups. And then when he wasn't looking, she would pour another cup in the existing grounds so she could get like another cup of water in the existing grounds so she could get another cup out of it. And he never knew the difference. So that's how she stretched it. She just would dilute it a little bit, you know.
That's great. That is great. And I do something similar. What I do is we have an inexpensive coffee maker. Yeah, I believe it's Black & Decker. It's a real, just plain coffee maker. And I think it's like 12 cups, 10 or 12 cups. And Mrs. Finelli will take 3 scoops of decaffeinated coffee and 4 scoops of caffeinated coffee. And she'll put it in a reusable, recleanable stainless steel filter basket. And she'll make some coffee. And then when it gets down to where there's maybe a quarter of an inch left in the pot in the afternoon, and we don't keep it heated all day. We just make the coffee, and as soon as it's done percolating or boiling, we unplug it because we are trying to save electricity, as just about everybody should. And if I want a cup of coffee later on in the afternoon, there's just a little bit of sludge in the bottom, I'll just add another scoop of decaffeinated coffee, add a cup and a half of water to the canister, if you will, of that or the housing, and I'll plug it back in, hit the start button, and I will be reusing the coffee grounds that are there, plus, you know, the one scoop of decaf that I put in, and it works great. So that's my way of doing what you just mentioned, and it works great. As a matter of fact, during the first Great Depression, people would save the coffee grounds, they'd dry them out in the sun, and they'd reuse them tomorrow. Maybe add a little bit more, maybe the equivalent of another scoop of coffee, and they'd get two or three brews out of the same grounds, plus one more scoop, plus one more scoop. Back to you, Kathy.
Wow, Vince, I never heard. That's a great tip. One of the things that they used to say, it was called use it up, make do, or do without. And so they really were very frugal. And there's a book. It's a paperback book, and it's actually it's really nicely written. It's called Little Heathens, Heathens. And the subtitle is Hard Times and High Spirits on an Iowa Farm During the Great Depression. And her name is Mildred Kalish, K-A-L-I-S-H. But she kind of explains like what it was like for her as a child, but all throughout the book, she gives all kinds of little tips that she remembers and little stories that she remembers. And one of the things I wanted to mention was the things that you could have in your house and that you could use, that she used, and might be something like right now we could pick these up, like you can use baking soda as toothpaste, and you can add a little bit of salt to it. And then peroxide is obviously many. You can add a little bit of that on your toothbrush. You can use it to clean wounds. But I'll kind of read some of the lists because I feel like these might be things that you can go back and research all the uses, because a lot of them have more than one use. But the boric acid, it can be used for, I know you can make a dilute rinse out of that, and I believe you can use it for your eyes, but I don't quote me on that. But I know that the boric acid was used in many functions, and they bought sweet oil or like a real fine olive oil for your ears. You warm that up in a little pan with a dropper bottle, and then you warm it up and leave it in your ear. And camphor is one. Iodine is used for cleaning. Vicks, activated charcoal. I actually find it cheaper than buying the capsules. I'll buy the powder. And last year I found canisters on clearance, and I think I got like a big canister for like $3. So I bought every one that they had because it really doesn't go out of expiration date. It stays a long time. Alum, A-L-U-M, you can use that for canker sores. But another one of the old wives' tales is if you have fresh green pepper and you have a canker sore, you can just chew that green pepper up, leave it in your mouth for a while, and that changes the acid in your mouth and helps to heal the canker sore. So she was talking about that, too, in the book. She said, like, she would go out as a little girl and pick a small green pepper, and then they would chew it. Egg membranes, you can use those for slivers. You can put that on your finger and let it dry. I also buy a product called PRID. It's P-R-I-D. And the cheapest place I found it at one of our grocery stores, and Walmart has it too. It's like $5.23, but it's a drying salve. And it's really good for boils and splinters, thorns, you know, anything in the skin that you just feel like there's something in there, it'll draw that out. And I really like that. The other lemon juice was another thing they used for a lot of different things for your, you can use it on your hair, your face, digestion. Apple cider vinegar was another product, but I'm just trying to list some of these. I do have a product that I use. I'm keeping it around, especially for my dog because she gets in our pond sometimes. It's called a povidone iodine. And I found a good price on that at TSC. And so I did get a big container of that. But I guess I'm just trying to think of items just in the event that we have a bad flu season or we get locked down again, and maybe do a lot of research on these and kind of make list of what all they're used for. Baking soda, I forgot about baking soda. You can use that for so many things too. But I really like the folk remedies that they used, and she really kind of talks about them. And a lot of these I've been using myself for a long time. So I wanted to throw that out there. But I know one of the things they could not get that was hard to get was shoes. And I remember my dad saying he lived in the city and he was walking. He tried to walk to a golf course where he could caddy as a young man. And it had to have been 6 or 7 miles at least. But he would say, like, his shoes would wear out, and they would either tape them or they would cut cardboard or put pieces of rubber in the bottom. Now, I know we probably won't have to do that, but those were some of the stories that, like, I heard from my dad growing up. They walked everywhere because they didn't have cars. And the other thing, too, Vince, was there was, like, a spirit back then where people helped one another and people shared. My aunt told me, like, they had a real small yard, but they had just a small little garden, but it did produce decent. And they had a small apple tree back there. And she said when they got apples, they would take a small basket of apples to all their close neighbors. And that was, they shared that. And she said then when another neighbor got too many of another produce, like whether it was cucumbers or tomatoes, then that neighbor would gather up their produce. So she said they really did help one another back then.
Okay, I've got some comments.
Okay.
You know, my dad grew up in the first Great Depression, and so did my mom. They were born in the 20s, in the 1920s. And by the way, class, don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, even here at USA Prepares. Don't believe a word I say. Okay? Do your own research. That being said, baking soda and salt, that's how my dad brushed his teeth. He brushed his teeth. We didn't have toothpaste. Baking soda and salt. And I still brush my teeth with baking soda and salt. Boric acid is a roach killer. If you have boric acid and you just put it down, the roaches consume it. And the roaches, it causes gas. And they can't relieve the gas. And so they explode. And it kills roaches. Olive oil on a Q-tip, if that's put in the ear, it can help to remove earwax. Iodine, we use it all the time on wounds. Activated charcoal on a spider bite, we add a little bit of water, make a paste.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And let's see, lemon juice. That will lighten your hair. If you put some lemon juice on your hair, it'll lighten the color of your hair. Apple cider vinegar. We know people who have used that. They've taken a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, mixed it with a glass of water, drink it a couple times a day, and it stopped psoriasis. Now, don't believe me. Do your own research. And about the book Little Heathens, you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. And I jumped right on it while we were on the broadcast. You're talking about it. And I found a copy for $3.97 used. So I bought it. And it was used. It came in, and this book came from, it's stamped, withdrawn from Buffalo and looks like Erie County Public Library. And it was used enough so that this is a library hardbound edition. This is the best binding that you can get. Okay, it has a library quality book cover on it, one that you can see through, commercial edition book cover with the jacket. And it was used enough so that they could put the stamp on it that said, you know, it's from the library. And they put the book cover on, and it was never looked at since. $3.97. Great little book. I bought it for Mrs. Fennelly. The minute I heard you talk about it, I thought it was something that we should get. You also mentioned food pets die for. Shocking Facts About Pet Food by N.N. Martin. $4.09. So they're available. Kathy, thank you for sharing that, and we jumped on it. So, class, if you don't think that I'm paying attention, if you don't think I'm reacting, the answer is I am. And when I hear Kathy say something like that, I jump right on. I bought a whole bunch of books used, you know, for in the $4 neighborhood that Kathy's recommended, and every one of them was an outstanding value in terms of information and low price. Back to you, Kathy.
You know, Vince, my husband's father built a small addition on his house when he was a boy, and he didn't have a level, and he ended up using a glass measuring cup. And that was his level because he couldn't afford the level, and he didn't have any power tools. Everything was by hand because I don't even know that they made. I'm sure they made some of them, but I know that they just didn't have the money. So, you know, he used a handsaw and a hammer, and that was it. That's how he built the little addition onto the house. But I think go ahead. I'm sorry.
Very quickly, if you don't have a level and you have a piece of clear plastic tubing or translucent plastic tubing, and you fill it with water, but, you know, enough so that water doesn't run out completely out of each end, and you stretch it. Let's say you need to go 50 feet, and you want to know if it's level, and you don't have a transit. You can use that piece of hose. It doesn't matter what diameter it is. As long as it's consistent throughout, you can add water to it, and if you can see through the end of it, you can use that as a level, and it is perfect. Exactly what you're talking about, you know, kind of like a large bowl, and use that for level. Yes, you can. Back to you.
Yeah, and Vince, I think people, you have to be, you have to think, and people really did come up with ingenious ideas. But I wanted to mention, like, the activated charcoal, too, again, because that is really good if you feel like you've got food poisoning. You take the activated charcoal, and, I mean, what, you know, sometimes people eat something, and especially when, if you go out to eat, you come home and you think, oh, boy, something's just not right, or it comes on all of a sudden. You know, I'm not Dr. Sheely, but from what I've researched on it, there's a lot of times you've eaten something, and if you can get rid of the toxicity, then you may not end up with the vomiting and or the nausea or just the uncomfortable feeling. So it's a good thing to have on hand. A lot of these things happen on Friday night or Saturday morning, and the people back then they didn't go to the doctor. I mean, I remember myself, very seldom did we ever go to the doctor. My grandparents never went. They just knew these things. They used plants, they used herbs, and they used these over-the-counter products like boric acid and sweet oil and all that. So I think, and they, a lot of them obviously had big gardens, and they were very frugal, and they did a lot of things themselves. But those lessons, I think, we just don't pass them down. I mean, I lost a lot of that. I think had I been, let's say I had been a child and been able to be on a farm with my grandmother, I could have learned a lot from her. But by the time I was born, she was too old to farm, and she had some health issues. So she had a little house by then. But I wish I would have had the opportunity to spend a few years with her and learn all the little secrets and the things that she had learned throughout her lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way about my grandparents and my parents. You know, I've got a whole bunch of questions I'd love to have the answers to that I'm not going to be able to because they've passed on. You know, my grandparents learned how to do it the hard way. And they, why? Because they had to. They had to do it the hard way. And a lot of lessons we've learned from them, and some that, boy, we wish we would have paid, you know, had more time to pay attention with them. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. I just love broadcasting with you. You're a wealth of information. And thank you for letting me talk so long during the first part of the broadcast class.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.